Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing when you were dumped, say this. So before we get into the podcast, I just want to let you know about my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. Do you need help trying to save your crumbling relationship? Would you like advice on how to try and get your ex back? Or maybe you need an action plan on how to try and get a girlfriend or boyfriend? I provide email coaching on all of these subjects and can help your specific situation. Visit my website dateme.tips to find out more details. That's www.dateme.tips. You will also find on my site the books that I've written, my clothing range, and other information. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing when you are dumped, say this. And this is in reference to if you have been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back. People who have listened to my podcasts previously will be familiar with my opinion that you should implement my version of the no contact rule as soon as possible. If you want to learn more about my version of a no contact rule, which does differ to other versions that you can find online, please make sure to subscribe to my podcasts so you can check everything out and really familiarize yourself in my concept. But there is an important piece of the puzzle before no contact. So if you have been dumped, if you have actually just been told face to face, on the phone, or via a message, I want the relationship to be over, it's finished, it's the end, however they've put this, then there is something in between them saying this and you implementing my version of the no contact rule. And that is, of course, your reaction. So in this podcast, we're going to be discussing what I suggest your reaction should be if you have been dumped and you want to try to get your ex back. So, as I've said, you want to be implementing my version of the no contact rule, but before you do that, you are going to obviously respond to their, whether they're speaking to you face to face or in a message or on the phone, when they tell you the relationship is over. I'm going to be talking to you now about what I believe your response should be to that before you go into no contact. So if you want your ex back, you need to remember to stay emotionally stable. It is very, very hard to do this, of course, but you need to consider that your ex is not going to want to spend time with or communicate with somebody who is not emotionally stable. If you're looking like you're falling apart, if you're getting very angry, incredibly upset, if you're becoming volatile, if you're acting unpredictably, then your ex is not going to want to spend time with you or communicate with you. And that's just an obvious thing. You know, if you're thinking straight, then it seems something which is very easily explained. You know, why would anybody want to spend time with somebody who behaves like that? But when you're in it, when you are experiencing this, it is very hard to see the bigger picture when you're actually a part of it. So kind of just having this in the back of your mind at all times will hopefully kind of just give you that insight of what you need to be doing automatically, because your body and your mindset is probably going to want to do the opposite. It's probably going to want to be very unstable and very emotional. But if you're able to stay emotionally stable, then I suggest that you say to your ex, as they are now, what I kind of deem as the final message. And the final message is almost like a statement before you go into no contact. So whether this is something you're saying verbally or in a message, you know, it of course depends on the situation. But what you need to get across to your ex, what you need to get across to them, is that you are leaving the door open. Okay, and you're doing that on two fronts, really. You're doing it on a subconscious level by being emotionally stable, and this is so that they then realize that, you know, you're somebody who they can talk to if they ever wanted to again, because you're going to react in a normal way. You know, you're not going to be unpredictable, you're not going to be dangerous, you know, you're not going to be overly aggressive. So you've done that subconsciously, but now you need to do it on the conscious level, on the obvious and straightforward level, and you need to let them know your position. So you want to be telling them, of course, that you don't want the relationship to end. You need to make that clear so that it's in their mind that they know that you don't want it to end. But then you need to add to it, you need to say something on the lines of, if you ever want to talk again, if you ever want to message again, if you ever want to speak again, then just get in touch. You know, you need to put it in your words. It needs to sound realistic and flowing. But you just need to get across to them that if they ever want to contact you again, then they can and they should. Now, I used to suggest that you would say, if you ever change your mind, then get back in touch. And I still stand by this. There is nothing wrong with this per se. But as I'm always trying to give you the best information possible, the best theories possible, it is my opinion that it might be maybe 1% worse than if you was to say, if you want to talk again, if you want to message again, if you want to speak again, you know, something like that, then get in touch. So I don't think there's anything wrong really with saying, if you change your mind, then get back in touch. But I just think after doing like a lot more research and just considering everything, that it's possibly slightly worse than if you were to say, if you just want to message, get back in touch. And the reason I say this is because I think it adds the tiniest amount of subconscious pressure. So as I've said, there's no real problem with saying this. I still stand by it. If you want to say to your ex, you know, if you ever change your mind, then get in touch. I still think that is an excellent thing to say. And I still think it's going to work in the vast majority of times if you behave appropriately afterwards. If you do my version of no contact rule correctly, then that is going to set you up nicely to stand an excellent chance of hearing from your ex again. So I'm not saying it's a bad thing to do, saying if you change your mind, but I just think it maybe adds a tiny amount of subconscious pressure. And this is because if you're saying to somebody, if you change your mind, then subconsciously they're probably thinking, okay, I can only contact them again if I've completely changed my mind and I want to jump straight back into a relationship with them. And I think that subconscious pressure just might make it slightly, very, very slightly less effective than saying, if you ever want to talk again, if you ever want to message again, if you ever want to speak again, you know, just get in touch. Because those ways of saying it doesn't have that subconscious underlying of pressure. So even though I believe if you say, if you change your mind, get back in touch, then that will work most of the time, I just think I'm always trying to give you the best possible information, and I'm always trying to, you know, grow with my own ideas and concepts. And I will always tell you in my podcast what I believe are my current theories. And if they ever so slightly change, then I'll always give you an update. So the reason, as I've said, if you was to say, if you change your mind, get back in touch, it might just subconsciously say to them, unless I'm going to jump straight back into a relationship, then I shouldn't get in touch. And if that's the case, you know, we don't want to be giving them any excuse not to get back in touch. Because ultimately, there is going to have to be dating. You know, there's definitely going to have to be conversations before you get back into a relationship. So we don't want to add that pressure. We don't want to say to them, look, if you change your mind, then get back in touch, because that might make them think, I can only get back in touch if I'm going to say straight away, hi, I've changed my mind, let's get back together. And that's just not realistic. Realistically, you just want them to say, hi, how's it going? You know, something really basic, something random, like, hi, have you seen this on TV? You know, and from that, you will build your communication, build the connection, and you can therefore take it from conversation to meeting to dating and then back into a relationship, into a brand new, stronger relationship on much firmer foundations. So all we're trying to do is eliminate any possibility of why they might not contact you. And although I'm still happy to suggest, I'm still happy to suggest that you say, if you change your mind, get back in touch, I just feel it's that 1%, that 0.5% of extra pressure that we just don't need to add. So that's what I'm saying on this. I think you should make it abundantly clear that you don't want the relationship to end, but you respect their decision. And then you give them the final message, which is along the lines of, if you ever want to talk again, just get back in touch. If you ever want to speak again, if you ever want to message again, if you ever want to text again, just get back in touch. And then you leave it. And that is the point where you move into my version of the no contact rule. So I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. I hope it gives you an insight into this piece of a puzzle, which we don't often talk about. You know, I've concentrated a lot on no contact in my other podcasts, but I appreciate this piece of a puzzle is just as important. You know, it's crucial. It's the missing link, you might say. So I hope that by listening today, it gives you a more rounded opinion and rounded concept of what you need to do if your ex dumps you and you want to get them back.